financial services to provide the information to us, but no decisions were made. So, our current opioid, with Rebecca Perry, here, Susan Bird, here, Susan Wilson, here, Councilman Wyatt,
here,
Susan Perella, Councilman Lee, $500 a week.
it's all volunteer because volunteers leave their books and donate them. Volunteers serve them, volunteers buy them. It's a great expression of the community. So then I have a wonderful treasure prepared financial for you that's attached to this report today. And you can see that these are the funds that have been allocated of various programs from May 1st, 2009 to October 10. And of course, more has happened since then, but it gives you kind of a rundown of this, where the money from the funds goes when it goes to the library. And that equals $250,000. But $300,000 is a kind of another $5,000. And the second part of the bill of the library's balance sheet, and that has a October 31st. And you can see that we have a lot of funds that are restricted that have been given us through a specific designation, such as these funds are going to be used for people with sighted problems. So, anyway, I think that is all explanatory. Any questions that I might have to answer? Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can I have a little public? Any public comment? All right. Anybody on the back? Okay, we'll turn on to the consent agenda. Okay, I was elected to be for that. I don't have any other things that are often said on the regular agenda. Okay. So let's put that one. I think we have no other business. Let's get
Yeah. Thank you. So, from the libraries and the tools, different types of media, of course, books, all the things that generate the library, a lot of people want to go to the library. It's really about the families to a person who needs that kind of thing, the kind of vibrancy that the libraries deserve. So I think we should be enthusiastic about it.
Do you have any comments?
Three committees and meetings that take place at locations throughout the county. Scottsboro, Calum, Virginia, Sarasota County, Dallas, and Santa Cruz, so that we can at least communicate with let you know what we've come up with, and hear back our working thoughts on the final model that we eventually come back to the board for. Also have that discussion amongst our staff and parents, whether that would be monitored or very clear, whether perhaps using a series of communication tools to go out to public and get additional feedback through other means, whether it be email or just through use the site for other weekly publication that we can communicate it that way this year from the public as well as we're going in the right direction and also continue on the whole that's going to work for us in the long term. That's that concludes the presentation.
I just want to add, I have the secrets of that business to the board because I really like the idea that we go out and really communicate this to everybody because there's been just so much publicity and so much fun to get involved in it. My concern is about timing, and the proposal is to do it before we come back to the board as a whole. And so that makes me a little uncomfortable. I would like to know from the board members, because then we're kind of in the same place, kind of going out there and saying, okay, here's what we know. And I think without the board having signed off on that. So that's the question for other board members.
You have big surprises. Because in writing to us,
that might be to offer this and for another talk on the subject that you want to be more, but I just think it's important that we hear from and actually maybe drop this in the conversation with the former so that we can come to some finality point and have the approaches and also have another opportunity for the public to really talk about the role we have.
I guess if any of you have major concerns by my family. Or if you'll come, you can want us to take out to the public. You can let us know, we'll give that feedback to the committee. Nevertheless, I've stepped out a little bit of that issues here, but we'll see if we can get beyond that. But the condensed schedule of meetings that I know it would be great if we could have a discreet interest for the patient, but I think it's practically, we will be able to do that. Have that many meetings, but
I'm going to
supplements, cut down some children. And it's really good goals to use that to think about further community outreach and be our community health. But I'm concerned that if the program requires the larger staff person to be able to have those numbers, then the medical situation is an aspect of the potential failure where we could be told, oh, we're going to have 10 of an hour to talk to the woman and how many people have been able to volunteer. So I want to see studies done on, you know, what is the potential. But I think I'm speaking to some
especially critical times in the public.
very annoying in the world and we're cutting corners this time. But I think libraries that are touch a lot of people's lives and need to find a way to best serve as many people as we can, the best way we can, in an affordable way. So thank you very much.
For this subcommittee, and we're here to make sure that maintaining our tech system, I think it's absolutely critical, and I really much appreciate the hard work that you all are doing to see how we can come up with a system that will work. I also come with a lot of frustration. I wasn't able to attend the last two or three meetings, and a lot of people consulted. I wasn't able to attend, and I want to put my consensus in. The last time I spoke to the board, at least, years ago, the last time that there was an effort to pull the branches by the Indians director, we organized something like 200 people to come to speak to you, and at that time your board passed a resolution that said that building a new branch in Felton would be the top capital priority for the board, and that there was a strong commitment to the 10 branch system. I worked hard on a bigger car. We in Felton are one of the strongest supporters we have of this library system. We care deeply about libraries. We understand its important role in the community. So having a second round of this is just it's difficult. I really urge you to think about the importance of maintaining credibility within the community. Having a common policies meeting in which you have an attorney say, well, we're not going to be obligated by anything you've done, does not play well in terms of voters understanding what it was they were voting for and why they were voting for. We care about the system. It needs to support all of us in the county. And having us to support, of course, step-child just doesn't work. When the fiscal crisis came, suddenly we find ourselves with almost no hours of opening, and then we're told we're already using the library, so therefore we don't need you. When we have such a strong support and some hard work up there to bring the community to the libraries and bring people to understand how important this system is. So really appreciative of the work that you're doing. Having, as a speaker too before me said, having a library and the small libraries be dependent on volunteers for being open is not appropriate. It's for volunteers in my opinion. And the final thing I want to say is this notion that we can't have the 10 library system because there isn't enough money. We truly need to honor a society now that we can't afford basic things like food for indigent babies, that it's not an issue of whether we have enough money as an issue of priorities. That's the issue here, is priorities. And priority needs to be the sort of the entire county. I urge you to do that, and I think it may be time to relook at the direct numbers board agreement. That we may need to look at how that is structured so that we have fair allocation of resources across the county. Thank you.
I'm also a poet. I just wanted to read for the board members something from John Spygold. This is actually a Q&A blog post on the architect's website. And so I just wanted to read a couple of questions that I think are really relevant to the discussion we're having. So the question is, how are the needs of the 21st century libraries different than from the past? And so John Firefighting says, within the niche of both size and boundedness, libraries' primary focus was on housing and reading collections. But in the 21st century, when information is ubiquitous and community connection are sparse, the primary focus is on making space for people and their learning activities, as well as arranging the tools and materials for informative activities. So the libraries of the 20th century and before focus on individual pursuits of knowledge, and two trends have changed that. One is the movement toward the philosophy of learning as a conversation. So instead of being plans of applying different spaces, we're seeing much more collaborative spaces for students to work together. people to work together. The second trend is we want to offer for civic engagement measures. This is a response to the isolation of people who spend money on the internet all the time. The library has long history of supporting the food exchange with peers, and it's where you can go to hear both sides of the issue and learn what's asked for. Information and conversation and civilized location is hard to come by these days, but you do desire. And you can send Congress to provide the opportunity for life. There's a couple more pieces that I think are relevant. Thanks to make some notes of this one. Given time to take budgets, what should libraries focus on to get the most for the money? Mobility and flexibility. The library's resources are furnished in such work areas as the physical. More libraries than ever are relying on partnership materials, shelving, displays, and even staff services. And the other thing, the important thing is to have wireless access and as much internet as you can get. So again, there's a discussion about technology that, again, focusing on it as a place for people to interact with each other. Last year, she says, anything else to add about what's next? For a long time, people came to the library for one of the world. What is starting to happen now is that the libraries celebrate the local. She talks about the library in Maryland, basically, where they have their local connections to the world. They have libraries built out of local stuff. Local households and the fundamentalist work indigenous traditions. So again, focusing on the local. I think this is relevant for us in Santa Cruz because of this question of should we have these small branches closed because they're not circulating as much material as the bigger branches. And I think that my interpretation of what she's saying there is that what's more important is to be where the people are and have the space for them to interact. I also did want to make a comment publicly, which I can't send an email to you, but just like I think it's helpful. I want to commit to my next story that high level of respect and appreciation that your staff has a little bit above. Because I think the position right now is because maybe it seems like there's a survivor community versus a staff, and yet because the staff are so much like most people, when they had all their friends lay off, and then their questions are, all of them, there's going to be people who are also laid off. From the staff to resonate with your recommendation suggests to me, even though you said that it wasn't required of anything, that you are a very great director for the staff, and I think it was really just about working with somebody to me and kind of making that connection to the public a little bit more. Thank you very much.
Marcus, members of the panel, I just want to say thank you again for moving ahead with the subcommittee and reviewing options and considering options as we all explore what can happen in the future for our libraries. I've got three points to make, and the first is specifically in that support, and the specific part is that when we're looking at facilities, in particular, the new Scottsdale facility, when comparing the operating expenses, the current operating expenses for the current facility and projected operating expenses for the future facility, just applying simple math in terms of operating expenses per foot, one could come to the conclusion that the future operating expenses of the new branch would appropriately be less by over to almost keep them open some of our other small branches. So we're saving money, we're not paying rent to be honest, a terrific facility. And if you just compare those two costs of keeping a 15,000 square foot facility open as opposed to the current facility, you're saving money by not paying rent and not purchasing. Also, you've got the opportunity to actually reduce those costs in two ways. 15,000 square feet or applying some new techniques that actually would reduce your operating expenses, satellites, optical windows, things that actually reduce the cost of operating a building, which if you haven't implemented them, you're not going to have still have time to look for things. And as we move forward in the future, if we're building now, we're
So that will bring the expense on a number to start with an understanding of how that can be applied to other costs and getting that into our budget that works into our existing overall forward plan. The second thing is we look forward to the planning and library that we then spend on facilities and on particular on books and things, as you did this evening, and I know that you guys have been saving money for the last several years. You know, as you look forward, I would also recommend that you consider the fact that as public responsible, you're responsible for the public trust and for the spend. It's not just that the budget is actually saving money. So I know from the policy today that we have to actually look forward and make every number that we can to not just have an outdated budget. And as I heard this board meeting not too long ago, the new term was, is it a loser? And I would hope that in an environment like this where the money can be saved and not even put into an outspending, I know that you guys have that public trust in mind and you won't be doing it. Lastly, I'd just like to thank yourself as well, Public Director, for the ability to spend the library state as a member of the community. I know you're a member of our community, so I hope that you can support some thinking the library's out there. I appreciate the fact that you're going in that direction, and I thank you for that.
Proposal plus the grant that you asked about, if that would be available, so that
would you like to just hold on to what you're talking about at the board meeting?
Any information that the board is receiving prior to the board meetings is always available to the public at the same time to answer questions.
Okay, so it would be a wider record for those.
Yes.
Yes.
for my installment. I do want to thank the subcommittee, Lord and the task force for all the work they've done. I recognize that the people who, and I'm very happy that apparently we're going to have a 10-branch system, and I recognize that the people who want to Model D this way need a true compromise. But having said that, I urge you not to come up with a compromise that sets us up for failure. We've already heard talk about the volunteers. All our surveys showed that location and hours were the primary first objectives of people. And if you, and again, that might be a little bit of a factor here, because my idea was the Sentinel article. If you look at the Sentinel article, it would be as 20 hours for Felton and 27 hours for Water Creek. I don't know Felton. I probably began to use some of them. Well, it would be 35 years ago. It's a great place. I head there three or four times a year. It has no geographic flows. That's almost like an isolated branch. Rather than checking the closing, so that's not the issue. But this model is in 27 hours. That's a fallacy. How much more does it cost to give them 35 hours? Almost nothing. To me, that's a statement about a planet. I don't want to be cynical, but I guess in some sense I am being cynical, but it's like a stock market. It's like, well, we didn't get the closing, so we're going to do this model that we're going to have to and we're going to have to go through this all over again. So I'm urging you to come up with a plan that gives respect to all parts of the county, that service to all parts of the county. You look at, for instance, the 25-year agreement for San Mateo, they haven't written in that the isolated areas have minimal service. So I'm glad we're going to have 10 branches, but let's have 10 branches that don't bring us back here in a few years. Don't set us up to fail. But go from 3 to 3 hours to fill. How much money is that going to cost? What does it say if you won't give us adequate hours this morning? To me, it says you're not serious about really supporting those branches. Thank you.
And we have to remember the way that the process is going to be honest. Thank you.
certification and the total project.
Thank you.